Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, what's up, y'all? This is your host, Stewie. How's everything going for everybody? I know I've been going away for a week, missed my other two shows, and timing is of the essence. More assistance is of the essence. But other than that, the weather has been breaking. We've been getting some great days with some sun and some rain, of course. April showers bring May flowers. So, but I hope everyone is doing good. I know with the switchover of the seasons is causing a few people to have some very, very serious sinus pressure in the face. So if you're one of those people that have been dealing with it for about 2 days, maybe even three, it's about time that you go ahead and check with the doctors on that. That they might give you like a Z-Pack or something like that, you know, whatever your body can actually handle and take, you know, over-the-counter allergy medicines and sinus medicines don't normally work for some people. You got to check in with a doctor. Okay. So tonight I have some things to talk to you about for these 15 minutes. What I wanted to share with you all is that, you know, I've been really, really, you know, keeping conversation and praying to God, you know, for answers and connections to people that I really need right now to help me grow further into my destiny. And that is to eventually be self-employed and be a business owner. And so, you know, when you are asking for that, you know, sometimes you end up getting that in most odd places, you know, you would ever imagine. And, I mean, for example, I'm going to give one. This is in the past, and I think I did touch bases on this some other time, but I don't think it was for this topic. For example, I was doing a lot of networking not too long ago. Well, actually, yeah, about 2-3 years ago, I was doing a lot of networking. It was a lot of networking I was doing in Philly to really get my connection base up. And I actually went to... for a birthday party. This is a birthday party. I actually went to a birthday party for DJ Damage. He's having a birthday party at Club Onyx in Philly. And that is actually a strip club. So I was there, and it was very much a heck of a night that night. Long lines, $40 to get in, super packed. And lo and behold, out of all that packedness, I had met that night a friend of mine. Her name is Brandy. She's a singer. And she was wanting to connect with me as well, because it was funny because I was so focused on getting into VIP. It was so packed in there. I just stepped right over some chairs and walked right into VIP, and I was just standing with the rest of the crew. And, you know, she followed me in and, you know, automatically introduced herself to me that she's a singer. And at the time, I was already a volunteer radio personality for Exposure Nation. So when she was telling me all this, I said, oh, okay, that's great to know. And then it dawned on me, like, hey, duh, why don't you ask her to come on to the show? And I was like, oh. So, you know, before the night was out, I actually asked her, and she said she was going to go ahead and give me one of her CDs of her songs that she has out with a current group that she had at the time. She's not in the group anymore because we're still friends as of today, so we still talk, we still hang. And it was interesting because I would have never ever thought that I would meet such a very unique and special and nice person in a strip club, because that's not really, you know, for females, most females, they were not really into strip clubs. That's not something that they're into. But I wasn't there on the basis of it's a strip club and there's a bunch of females, you know, shaking their behinds. I was there on the basis of networking. It was DJ Damage's birthday, showing support. And I walked out with a person that I connected with. And Brandy's still doing her thing with the singing. She's writing songs. And she's a really nice person. Now, I'm in a new job venture as of now. And lately, like I said, I've been praying, you know, God, please connect me to the people that you need me to be connected to teach me, to make me grow. And in the areas that I am weak in when it comes to sales or, you know, just business all around. And I haven't really been able to actually get back out there and network lately because of the way life has really been playing the cards with me. So my supervisor, it's funny because my supervisor, he had his own business at one time. Actually, there's two supervisors in the company that had their own business at one point in time. But the one that I'm actually, underneath had his own business at the time. He's very open with sharing a lot of things with me when it comes to business and how you should sell yourself and profit margin. So I just want you all to understand, and this is a company that's actually a dispatch. It's a trucking dispatch company. So it's really, some people are actually looking at me and they're like, well, I don't think dispatch fits you. It's not about what fits you. Understand the message I'm trying to get to you. It's not about what fits you and what's right for you. It's what will actually transform you in the most odd places and odd scenarios. So what I'm going to do, of course, is really consume as much information as I can from this individual because he is very knowledgeable, very open, very supportive, and very nice all around. So this experience is going to be very great. And of course, like I said to you guys before, when you're pursuing something, you need a stable ground of financial income. They always say you need that one stable ground of financial income, but you also need more than one ways of getting income, extra income, because all that matters to definitely get you closer, closer to where you need to be and want to be. So there were some definitely business tips that was given to me today, and I want to share it with you all. Now, his concept is the higher you raise your price, it will wean out the ones that don't want to pay the price, but it will also give you the ones who are willing to pay the price. However, price shouldn't matter in the long run. Price should not matter. It should be quantity and speed that should matter. So he gave me a scenario of if I had a hotel, and what would be the two different choices he gave me would be, would I sell the rooms for 200, or would I sell the rooms for 100? And if I sell the rooms for 200 and I get half of the hotel booked up, or I could sell it for 100 and get the whole hotel booked up. Now his whole concept is, if you're more busy, then you might not see the profit margin, in what you're doing. So the whole situation is, he said for me to choose 200, and the reason why he's saying that is because if you get half of the hotel booked, and you're booking it at 200 per room, then you have the extra leeway of being able to have the extra services rendered to those customers because you're not going to be severely booked as if you went with the $100 per room. So it's a good concept. And it works for some industries, I would say, versus all industries. You have to really find a balance when it comes to selling. And you have to sell the services versus selling the price. So if that helped you out tonight, that'd be great. If it didn't, you already knew that, then that's okay. Another thing I wanted to also share with you guys, because that's two things I share with you, and I think that's one, yeah, that's two things, was, no, I did. I actually just gave you my two topics. Let me see. I'm getting such a brain fog. It's all right. Let me go ahead and tell you about my experiences with the gym. And as you can hear that I do sound very tired because I've been really just running away. But and that's another thing. You never want to be so busy to where you lose track of your sleeping hours, and you just lose track of time, and time management matters. So my new experience with the whole gym situation definitely put myself on a machine that I've never been on and lost my breath so quick. So, but it's all right. I've been working out diligently to try to make sure I'm summertime ready. Summer is like literally right around the corner. So hopefully what I'm gearing up for happens. There's so much coming up. I have the Autism Wall coming up in May. We got some things coming up in June that we're trying to do, which is a wine festival, and taking my little sister to the Crayola Factory, and then July, Joel's theme, Night of Hope. There's so much that's coming up. I'm so excited for all these different venues that are coming up for myself and my family. It's really making me anticipate the months ahead. So outside of my normal schedule of dealing with just everyday life, What I want you guys to just truly take from what I'm saying to you is that sometimes your perceived image and your perceived prices all matter when it comes to business and what it is that you're trying to do for yourself. And it's been really some great stuff that I've been hearing, more so than going through, but hearing and kind of sort of seeing things brought to life that I am been anticipating. So another thing is when you're trying to accomplish so many things, right? Don't do it by yourself. I understand that life, majority of the time, is a solo mission. But try your best to include someone that you know is on the same path as you. You know, that goes for anything, regardless if it's for business or if it's just for what you're looking to do in life. Because it helps when you have somebody next to you, and plan out the things that you want to do, but don't give yourself a deadline. Oh, not more so like a deadline, but more like, how am I trying to say this? When sometimes you have an expectancy, you want things done by a certain month, certain time, certain day, right? Sometimes things will go to according to plan. Realize that and recognize it. If you're working towards something, I look at it as I don't want to give it a deadline, like a date, because if I give it a date and I don't get to that date, I'm going to be upset. So all depending on what you're working towards, just keep diligently working towards it, and then you'll reach your deadline. You'll reach that time, right, where it actually happens, where it's actually time and due for that to happen, if you understand what I'm saying. Also, not celebrity news, but more drama in the news with this whole cop situation. When the cops are releasing some of these videos that they're showing them that they're hurting these people, I'm not understanding the concept behind it. They really think that they're not in the wrong. Most recent one was a man had a shotgun in his hand. I think he was trying to do something, and, you know, a cop car just runs him over. But, you know, he survived. He doesn't have many bruises. But it's just, there's different. It's like as if the cops are not thinking anymore exactly how they want to defuse a situation anymore. Like, it's like one escalated to another, as opposed to really thinking about how to de-escalate something. I don't understand the concept of the mindset of anything that's been happening lately. Also, the Hernandez trial, former NFL player, has been convicted, given life with no parole. So, you know, we got people out here really, truly wasting away talents and gifts and blessings. And you just, I don't know what it is with the mindset. A lot of it's been going on. It's really shocking and sad all at the same time. But only thing you can do, be you and be positive and continue to be content and happy with where you are currently. Work in the now and be happy in the now versus when you'll think that you'll be happy when you get to your destination. As you can hear, we're coming down to the last couple of minutes of the show. And I want you all to know that you can email me if you need to. If you just want to email me because you don't want to wait for the next show day, that's fine. You can email me at the business email address foryourimageloc@gmail.com. You can follow me on my personal personal IG account at Stewie Chewy, StewyCHewy. And if you just see what I'm up to, you know, I'm keeping everything really personal with you guys. I know, like they say in business, you should be using your real name, but you'd be surprised how many times I say my real name and people get it wrong within the same sentence, within that same few seconds of me telling. It really annoys me so bad, so I stick it with my nickname a lot. But, you know, it's neither here nor there. If you can't take me for my nickname, then you can't take me. You can't take me at all. So, everyone, try to have your remainder of your week great. Make it great if you can. Definitely get out there, exercise, eat well, be well, and be well to others. And you guys have a great night. All right.